Filing taxes? Find out what recent tax changes mean for you with the Wall Street Journal's ebook by trusted tax reporters. WSJ members can download now at wsjplus.com/tax2020.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, April 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The $2 trillion stimulus package changed several rules for retirement accounts. Wall Street Journal listeners and readers had a lot of questions about the changes, like what happens if you took a mandatory withdrawal from an IRA before the new rules.
If you take an amount out of your IRA or your 401k, you actually have a 60-day period in which you can put that money back, and it doesn't become a taxable distribution.
That's retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Coming up, she'll also discuss the rules about withdrawing assets as stock and whether you can convert a distribution to a Roth IRA.
Filing taxes? Navigate tax season with the Wall Street Journal's Your Money 2020 Tax Guide. Compiled by our trusted reporters and editors, this ebook covers what the recent tax changes mean for you, your company, and the country. WSJ members can download now at wsjplus.com/tax2020.
Despite this week's market rally, stocks are still down about 20% since mid-February. If you've got retirement savings, that's a good reason to leave it untouched as the market recovers. But when Congress included rules in the stimulus package about mandatory withdrawals, that raised a lot of questions from Journal subscribers. Here with some answers is Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Turgeson. So, Ann, what is the IRS allowing people to do who took distributions from their IRA before the new rules were adopted during the pandemic?
Due to the pandemic, Congress has decided to suspend required distributions, RMDs, from retirement accounts for people who are retired, who are over the ages at which those start, which is usually 70 and a half or 72, depending on your birthday. So if you're in that category, you know, you're required to take distributions from your retirement accounts. But for this year, Congress is saying you don't have to take those distributions. And the reason being that when the market's down, taking money out can usually exacerbate the decline in your account balance. So what happened on Thursday is that the IRS gave people who have already taken required distributions for part of this year, they gave them sort of an extension on their ability to put the money back. It's all very complicated. All this stuff is kind of complicated. Normally, if you take money out of an IRA, you have a 60-day window to put it back in without paying any taxes. So people who took RMDs already this year who maybe don't want to take that money out now that they don't have to, they can choose to put the money back in, and would, under normal terms, they would be constrained to that 60-day deadline that they would have to put it back in by. What the IRS did on Thursday is it said that anybody who took money out, took an RMD from February 1st on, has until July 15th to put that money back. So that's sort of an extension on the normal 60-day deadline that they require people to put that money back.
What if people withdrew assets in the form of stock?
Yeah, I got some emails from a couple people who asked about that. So it's a little bit complicated. All these rules are very complicated. But so if you took your required distribution in the form of taking shares of stock out of your IRA, with IRAs, you actually have to put back the same kind of property you took out. So if you took out shares, you have to return shares. So that means if you took out 100 shares of AT&T, you've got to put 100 shares back. If you actually took out 100 shares and then sold the stock, you can't put cash back. So if you took cash out, you can put cash back. If you took shares out, you can put shares back.
How does that apply to 401ks?
In that regard, 401ks are more flexible. And if you took out shares, they let you put back cash.
Now, our subscribers had a lot of questions about people who have inherited retirement accounts.
The question is whether they're covered by the suspension of required distributions, and the answer is yes, they are. But it gets more complicated if you're a beneficiary who has inherited an account and you've already taken your required distribution for this year. Can you put it back? And in that case, it depends. If you're a spouse who has inherited an account, yes, you can, as long as you can do so within the 60-day rule. If you are a non-spouse beneficiary, though, then unless somehow Congress or the IRS changes the rules, you cannot put that money back.
How have things changed if someone wants to take assets from a required distribution and convert them to a Roth IRA?
Okay, so normally when you take a required distribution, you can't convert that money. So for people who are already taking required distributions, it becomes very difficult to do Roth conversions essentially without taking out, you know, a huge amount of money from your account, which pushes you into a higher tax bracket. So for those people who want to do Roth conversions, the suspension of required distributions is very good news, because it just basically means that you don't have to take an RMD at all. You can, anything you take out, you can just convert.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.